We Called Him Rabbi Abraham is a documentary history of Abraham Lincoln and American Jewry, published by Southern Illinois University Press and edited by my guest, Dr. Gary P. Zola. Dr. Zola is the executive director of the American Jewish Archives and a professor of the American Jewish Experience at Hebrew Union College Jewish Institute of Religion here in Cincinnati. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Tell us about your book.
Well, it's a book that's 7 years in the making, and it really aims at tracing the relationship between Abraham Lincoln and the Jewish community, not only during his presidency, but actually during the years leading up to his presidency. And actually, half of the book deals with the relationship of Lincoln as an idea or the memory of Lincoln from the time of his death. Actually, through the present day, I sort of end my story with the movie that was recently produced by Steven Spielberg.
It's called a documentary history, and that means you use primary source materials.
Yes, it's sort of interesting that the press had an innovation they wanted me to work on. I had written it, not as anyone would write any nonfiction work. Every chapter would have material and so forth. I would tell the story. And then I thought at the end I would include some interesting documents that I had come about, or sometimes material that had never been published before, and that's how we would do it. But the press wanted it different. They said, we'll publish this, but what we want you to do is divide this up by chapter and begin the chapter with your narrative, and then at the end of the chapter, include the documents. So every chapter has a narrative. Every chapter then has documents with headnotes onto the document. So it sort of is all purpose. And if you just want to read the story, you go to each chapter and you begin. If you're really interested in the interesting documents and what they mean, where I derive my material, you go towards the end of the chapters where they're all listed and every document has a note. So that's a sort of an interesting approach. It's somewhat uncommon. I mean, it does happen. I don't want to say I'm the first to do it, but I wasn't going to do it that way originally, but the press urged me to, and in the end, I hope people like it that way.
Well, your title implies that Abraham Lincoln had a great presence for the Jewish people, and that we called him Rabbi Abraham.
Actually, that was one of the most unbelievable documents that I found. That's where the name comes from. I didn't make it up. It wasn't a cute title. On April the 23rd, 1865, almost 150 years ago, in Louisville, Kentucky, a man by the name of Louis Naftali Dembitz, and if anyone is listening understands the name Dembitz or recognizes the name Dembitz, that's the middle name of Louis Dembitz Brandeis, the first Jewish Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. His uncle, Louis Dembitz, who Justice Brandeis admired and thought was so wonderful and, in fact, loved him so much he even took his last name and made it his middle name. This man, Louis Dembitz, was a big fan of Lincoln and actually was at the 1860 Republican Convention and played a role in helping Lincoln to win the nomination, was an elector early on. So when he died, when he was assassinated, the community in Louisville, Kentucky, invited him to deliver the eulogy. And when I went looking for it, I found it on the pages of the secular newspaper of the Louisville Daily Journal, not a Jewish paper. It was published in Louisville on the 23rd of April. And when I began to read it, I just couldn't believe my eyes. I thought to myself, I can't believe this, because it begins with the words, "Brothers, you know that jocosely," that's a $25 word for humorously, "you know that jocosely we called him Rabbi Abraham," as if he were one of our own, as if he was of the seed of Israel. And then Dembitz goes on to say, "And if ever in all the United States of America there was a human being more worthy of being a descendant of our father Abraham, there is none more fitting to that title than Abraham Lincoln." That's what he says almost word for word. When I thought about that, that taught me, Ann, it's what we would call in history documentary evidence that at least the Jews of Louisville, and I suspect elsewhere, were calling him Rabbi Abraham when the other people in the nation were referring to him so often as Father Abraham. And that was just a remarkable discovery.
Did you find other unknown sources that were just as revelatory?
Yes. Some of the things I found were just unbelievable. Like, for example, I discovered after his death, Lincoln's name appeared on Yizkor lists and Yahrzeit lists, that is, memorial lists that took place within the synagogue. In other words, that would be where you would read the names of Jewish relatives, people the congregation was memorializing. It's a rare occasion, I want to say the only time, but it certainly was a rare occasion when a non-Jew would be included. I use that again as another symbol of how close the community felt to Lincoln. And then, of course, the big point that I make in the book, which was, again, another arresting discovery, is when I began to read the eulogies that rabbis and Jewish leaders delivered after his assassination. And it just screamed off the page while other preachers were doing their best to remember and memorialize Lincoln as the savior of the Union, as the great emancipator, as the humble man who had come from nothing and become the president. The American Jewish community was doing that, but they were doing something else. In every case, almost, the rabbis and Jewish leaders were what I call, I use the term, Judaizing Lincoln. In other words, they went on explicitly, not implicitly, explicitly to say that the whole approach that Lincoln took to life, to politics, to his ideology, was as if he was Jewish. They don't come out and say, well, except for Isaac Mayer Wise, the founder of the Hebrew Union College, he actually says that the president told him that he always thought he, Abraham Lincoln, always thought he had descended from Hebrew parentage. Our sainted founder of the Hebrew Union College could sometimes, well, let's say, exaggerate a bit. But from that remark that he made, people have felt that Lincoln might have actually been a Jewish descendant.
Well, I'm glad you alluded to Hebrew Union College because that's where the American Jewish Archives are located. And you are the head of that esteemed institution. And so many of our listeners, I think, are not aware of what a resource and a treasure it is. So in the time we have remaining, fill us in on that.
Well, sure. The American Jewish Archives, founded in 1947 here on the campus of HUC by our teacher, Jacob Rader Marcus, one of the great scholars from this community, is, we believe today, the largest catalog collection of documentary evidence on North American Jewry in the world. And it is absolutely impossible to study any large topic in American Jewish life. I'm not talking about specific, minute, or small projects of any sort, but anything major, you're almost certainly going to have recourse to come to the American Jewish Archives. So we have scholars coming from all over the world to use the AJA, but it is a community resource. And I'm delighted to tell you that more and more teachers in our community are coming to the American Jewish Archives because in their curriculum, in the No Child Left Behind curriculum and in other initiatives, the use of primary source material in teaching history has become very important. And so people are making use of these documents. Remember this, that which we have in the American Jewish Archives is not simply about the Jewish religion. It's about the social, political, economic, and religious life of the Jew in this country. And therefore, almost any topic you want to look at, immigration, civil rights, religion in America,
popular culture,
whatever it is, you can find it through the window of the documents at the American Jewish Archives.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. My guest has been Dr. Gary P. Zola, author of the recently published book, We Called Him Rabbi Abraham, A Documentary History of Lincoln and American Jewry. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.